Okay, welcome to my channel. Okay, so this video, I want to do this video because I think the time is correct. Okay, the time is right for me to do this video now. And this video, first of all, I want to say this video is not for people that cannot take the truth. This video is also not for people that is doesn't understand the market well. Okay, if you doesn't understand the market well and you want to learn, this video is for you. Okay, but I know that some people, wow, you know, they think that their house very good lah, you know, they think that, Aaron, why you so negative, you know, blah 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 blah. Okay, so I just want to have a pre-warning first, because I think this is the right time to do this video now. And also this thing has been happening for quite some time. I don't want to do this video when the things started to happen. I want to make sure that this thing, right, is a prolonged effect. Prolonged effect meaning that this thing is really happening already. And it's happening to many people. And it's across the board. Okay. But again, I don't want to do it when the newspaper already reported. So I try my best, lah. I try my best to find the right timing. Of course, I'm not always right. Sometimes the newspaper report first. Sometimes blah 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 this. Okay. So again, this video is very specific. And if you cannot take the hard truth, don't watch this video. Okay. So let's go. Okay. Why I say this is the right time to do this video? Because a lot of sellers have called me, okay, and all these sellers that call me, apparently, the situation is more or less the same. So what happened is a lot of these sellers, they have been selling. You know, the longest I have heard is about 1.5 years. So far, most of them on average has been selling 6 months to a year or so, and they couldn't sell their property off. So I'm going to separate this video to a few parts. First of all, I'm going to tell you what is the situation that I'm experiencing. Second, I'm going to share with you what I think is very important in the current market situation. Third, I'm going to share with you what I foresee that will happen later on. Okay, more things that will happen. So a lot of these sellers, they are selling for many, many months. They cannot sell. And apparently, some of these sellers, they sell until their agent disappear. Okay, agent disappear. What is agent disappear? Meaning that they sell until their agent also bo chup already. The agent don't care. Or the agent don't even want to reply their message. Sometimes the advert just disappear from Property Guru. The agent, okay, technically, let me tell you how it disappear, okay? Because if an agent advertise your unit and after 1 month, they never pay more money for the unit, they never click repost, technically, the advert will auto remove from the platform. So a lot of these agents, they don't even care. They don't even care that they are selling your unit. Why? Because now the market situation is very bad. A lot of this unit, right? Or maybe I'll say, not say a lot of this unit, a lot of these agents and a lot of this unit, okay? I feel that this is a mutual thing, lah. It's not one-sided. Cannot just blame the agent, okay? A lot of agents and a lot of these units, they are selling at the wrong price today. Okay, when you sell at the wrong price, first of all, no response. Okay, no viewing, no offer. When that happens, the agent themselves and the client at the same time both don't know. So when both don't know, end up don't know what to do. They don't know what is wrong. They don't know how to do correction measures. They don't know how to improve the situation. The agent will start to give up. The agent will start to give up. So the agent don't care. When the agent give up, what happened? Normally, when the agent give up, the agent will go and focus on other listings. The agent will go and look for other customer, focus on other customer. To the extent that the agent don't even remember selling your house. And when the agent don't remember selling your house, right? 1 month later, the advert will just auto remove from Property Guru website. So that is how it happens. A lot of times, I heard lah, a lot of times I heard, to be frank, of course there's two sides of the coin. But I will say that many, many of the times, lah, more than 50%, okay, I will say slightly above more than 50% is that the agent doesn't know what is the price to sell. All the agent do is tell you to drop price, but they don't know what is the price to sell. So a lot of sellers, they will feel like, hey, you keep telling me to drop price, you keep pushing my price down. But you never explain to me leh. You never explain to me why this price. How you determine this price? You just tell me drop price, drop price. Of course, everybody know drop price lah. You know, everybody know drop price. But why? Why drop price? Why this price? And what is the price to drop? What is the threshold? So a lot of these are not being communicated. And a lot of times these are not being communicated, not because your agent never communicate with you. It's because your agent don't know how to communicate with you. So this goes to the second part of my video. I want to say this because I think this is the right time to say. 4 years ago, 3 years ago, okay, 3 years ago, I think it's still fair. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, monkey also can sell house. So I don't know if you heard this sentence that I say during, I think during my seminar, I also say this. Last time I do seminar. Okay, so anyway, I'm very happy that all those people that attend my seminar many, many years ago, they call me, look for me again and all these things. I am trying to find courage to do seminars again. Why courage? Because I fall sick. Then, now I need to have a little bit of confidence to be able to talk 2 hours in front of the crowd. It's not easy lah, huh? Must have very good lung power and very good throat power to be able to talk 2 hours. So I'm trying to explore. A lot of you given me a lot of motivation. So I will try to do my best to work on it. I think now is a good time because I think 6 years ago when the market was very good, I did my seminar. Now when the market is not good, I must do my seminar again. Why? Because it's two extreme point and I can share more things. And you realize that the two different time, whether market good or market no good, right? The fundamentals are the same. You know, I can still use back the slides that I used 6 years ago. It's not going to make a difference. So now a lot of agents don't know. Monkey can sell house 4 or 5 years ago. Today, monkey cannot sell house already. Okay. You need very, very good agents. So last time, a lot of agents, they just put an advertisement, you know, anyhow, the seller say how much they put, then try and error, then the house sold. Woohoo! But now, put already, nobody call. Put already, cannot close. Put already, no offer, or got offer, don't know how to close. So yesterday, I was talking to a customer. I say, now in the current market situation, there's 3 important points that I think a good agent will do. And a good agent will definitely survive the lowest point in the market. I feel that now we are already at one of the lowest point in the market. Not the lowest yet, okay? Not the lowest yet, but we are already around the lowest point in the market. I've seen a lot of sellers that cannot sell 6 months, a year, and there's different reasons. In this video, I'm not here to share with you the reason because if you are trapped in this situation, you can give me a call. We will analyze for you, explain to you what is happening and tell you the truth. Whether you can accept it or not, it's important to know the truth because when you know the truth, then you know how we can help you. And when I tell you the truth, right, you know that I understand the reason why you cannot sell. Then I will tell you the solution to this problem. Okay. So why three? First, number one, marketing. First, marketing includes determine the price. What is the marketing strategy? Okay, I don't want to talk so much into it. What is the marketing strategy? And a lot of times, I feel that just a small tip. Photos also cannot take properly. Okay, so number one is very important. Property photo and a handsome man, a pretty girl photo different. Okay, so must take differently. Second, is responsiveness. I don't know if you're a lot of these people that call me that cannot sell, right? A lot of times, I feel that, not say most of the time, but sometime, is because the agent is not responsive. Sometimes message the agent take 3-4 hours, 6 hours, 1 day later to reply. I feel that I say in this video many times, in other videos many times, that the responsiveness of the agent is very important. If the agent reply fast, then the people that message the agent will be very happy. They are able to get viewing settled fast. If an agent work very fast, right, then it's easier for viewing to be arranged. So this is more about responsiveness and responsibility. Okay, I think that's very important. So responsibility also includes the hard work. Because if an agent responds very fast, means the agent is very hardworking. The last part is closing. If you missed my last video, The Art of Closing or Negotiation and Negotiation, the last video, okay, I know that video is very, very technical, but if you really put your heart to watch that video actually summarized the whole part of the last pointer that I'm going to talk today, which is the closing. how to close a unit when you have an interested buyer that asks you how much to close, or an interested buyer asks you this can close. How to start from there to closing? Instead of just like sell chicken rice, or instead of just like a pass message, it doesn't work that way. You know, have to understand the different pointers to meet both ends with the seller and buyer, and then help them close happily. So I think that is very, very important. So go and watch the last video. So this is happening in today's market. The other big thing that is happening in today's market is the rental market is very, very bad today. Okay, when I say the rental market is very, very bad, if you are a tenant today, you will think, wow, the rental market is very, very bad. I should go and lowball my landlord. Okay, I tell you frankly, there is a threshold and a market price lah. You know, you can lowball your landlord, but as a landlord, a landlord can also choose to wait. This is a little bit of ego, and this is a little bit of 面子问题, you know, face value. Not everybody let you nego, and then, you know, some landlord will say, it's okay, I rather lose a few thousand dollars. I wait for a better tenant. Sometimes, you know, you go to the chachuchap market and buy things. Wah, you nego until people also cannot earn money. People not happy, they don't want to sell you, you know. This is what I said in the last video. So that is why I feel that don't go and lowball the landlord, okay? You want a cheaper renter, you need to show the landlord what is the factual information. So as of now, if let's say there's a unit that I'm handling, I will explain to my client what I think is the market price and whether the today's price that we are renting meet the market price or not. This is not about going to the chachuchap market and trying to nego a lower price or trying to lowball your landlord. So even though the market situation is very bad, I feel that Singaporeans, they apparently have very high holding power. So in Singapore's property market, it's not like other country where you can go and negotiate and push until the price very low. I don't think it works that way. Okay. And one reason why rental is very bad, right, is a lot of people are very afraid of retrenchment now. And there's no new tenants that are entering Singapore. You will realize that a lot of these tenants, right, they are either looking for short-term rental because they don't know they will get retrenched or not, or they are only here for a short-term, like 6 months, or they are out for renovation, 3 months or 6 months, or some, they have a lot of uncertainty in their life. So they want an early termination clause, which a lot of landlords doesn't want. So these are a few reasons. The last main reason is when there's no new tenant coming from other country into Singapore, the current tenant pool is just the same tenant that is already in Singapore. So if you find a tenant, means somebody will lose a tenant. So this is a snowball effect. When your tenant leave your unit, he will go and find another unit. And then you have to hope for another tenant that will leave the unit and come to the unit. Okay? It's a snowball effect. But there is this group of tenants that is leaving Singapore. So the demand will only be lower and lower, but the supply will always be the same or even more. Why do I say even more? Because there will be launches, there will be HDB, the MOP, people thinking of renting it out, there will be condos, that TOP, people think of renting it out. So the rental demand is bad. Okay, to be very frank with you, the rental demand is very bad now. So this is what is happening in the market today. In the next 1 to 2 years, I feel that we would be witnessing the lowest point. I feel in the next 1 to 2 years to come, we will be witnessing the lower point. I think today the war has bring this oil war. I will use it oil war. Why? Because this war affects the oil. So oil includes a lot of things. You know, I watch a lot of videos. They explain it this way. They say oil affect a lot of things. Affect your food. Why? Because the delivery need petrol to bring the food to the restaurant. The delivery man grab also sometimes need oil to cook. The delivery man that cycle is the best lah. Cycle no need oil. The car lah, the motor need oil lah. To bring the food here. You know, some of food come from Malaysia. They also need the lorry to bring the food over, right? Okay, the container, the ship, the boat, everything need oil. So technically, food lah, every single thing is related to oil lah. Now that I think of, yeah, correct. The Grab delivery take bicycle one is the best. No need oil. Okay, so no leh, not true, because he take bicycle unless his bicycle no battery, because battery he charge need electricity. Electricity may also still need oil, right, in a way. Okay, so this is affecting everybody and is creating a lot of fear. When there is fear, right, people are not interested to invest today. And with the rental market being very bad, today will you go and buy a resale property or a new launch property? Don't argue lah, don't argue. Be very factual about it. Because you buy new launch today, don't you find a tenant mah? You find resale, you need to find a tenant, plus the rental situation is bad lah. So why would you want to find a resale property for investment, you know? So people will go and find a new launch because no need to find tenant, number one. Number two, interest rate all time low. I think now only 1.4 plus minus. Why ah? Why need to go and buy resale property? So you all have to understand this. Don't argue, okay? So that video that I did about why people are buying new launch, right? Go and watch again. No need to argue. These are things that is happening on the ground, you know? Sometimes I don't understand why people want to argue, like, you know, tell them the real truth, they don't accept. But again, my channel is about facts and truth. If you cannot accept, then don't watch, like, huh? Don't watch. Okay, so, so since you watch until here, right, please help me hit the like button and subscribe button, like, you know, it's not easy to do a video, but it takes you just one click and it takes you not even a single cent to actually like and subscribe to my channel, okay? Okay, so the property market is definitely not going to do well because of this war. When will this war end? I feel that there's a lot of deception. It's a lot of fake things happening. They say the streets is opening, then the share market go up, then later the streets close again and all these things. So a lot of bullshit going on. So I don't know when the war will end, but apparently there is a lot of fear. A lot of fear for unemployment, retrenchment, and at this point of time, many people are not going to buy properties. Okay, buy properties meaning that today I am okay. I explain my sentence. I buy property. I think maybe it's the wrong word to use. Like, many people are not going to upgrade their property, meaning that they don't think that they should sell away their HDB and move to a private. Okay, that's what I meant. Or they don't think they should move from a 4-room flat to a 5-room flat. That's what I meant. Okay, people that don't have houses, they will still go for the new launches. People that going to downgrade, they will still downgrade. They will still go from their big EAEM to a 3-room flat, their condo to a HDB, sell their landed to go to a condo or landed to a HDB flat. All these things will still happen because that's downgrading. Downgrading is supposed to be done during fearful times, right? But upgrading is not. So many things are happening. They are accumulating. So the property market is heading towards that direction. To me, the worst have not been seen. Okay? It's very easy to go and understand whether your property is good or not. So I don't want to have arguments with you. I just want you to go and understand. Look at the number of units transacted in your condo today. Your unit type. Okay, I'm not talking about your whole condo. Some condos, they can do very well, but they have a specific unit type nobody want to buy. So it still happens. And then a lot of other people that is, I can tell you, every single unit that is not doing well in the market, they have their own reasons. So there's no such thing as what smaller units are not doing well, the bigger units are not doing well. It's not true. There's a lot of other factors like age, location, price, value, a lot of things add up to why you are doing well and why you're not doing well. And today, if you go and watch back my fundamentals videos on what not to buy and all this thing, you realize that everything starts to surface. 4-5 years ago, you sell a low floor unit, people also buy from you at record price. But today, nobody want to buy from you. So we are back to norm, I would say norm, because this market situation, I think I already be in this market situation for at least 2 to 3 times in my 17 years in the real estate. So I don't think this is a big thing. Okay, just that things got to be adjust, you know. For my team members, I'm explaining to them the market situation. I'm teaching them how to help their customer better. I'm teaching them what to do to be responsible and all these things. It doesn't mean that property agents cannot survive in this market situation. It's not correct. It's that you need to have skill and knowledge. We are not in a season where monkey can sell house. Okay? So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode and 20 minutes. Thank you and bye bye.